Hey, thanks so much for joining us as we continue our summer series in the Proverbs. Road Rules, we're calling them. And today we're going to talk about self-counsel. So I wrote this book called Worn Out by Obedience. And in the book, I said this, self-counsel is a solo exercise in which I rationalize my actions. I always get my way. And in the process, I set aside God's promises and insert my plans based on how I feel at the moment. Self-counsel ultimately leads to self-deception. One proverb puts it this way, Proverb 28:26, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. Now, Scripture is filled with people who trusted in their own mind. Let me give you a few examples. Self-counsel began in the garden. Eve bought what Satan was selling and decided to trust Satan rather than God. And that decision did not end well for any of us. Cain's emotions against his brother Abel led him to disregard God's counsel. That didn't end well for Abel. Sarah's inability to have children led to self-counsel. She decided to give her maidservant Hagar to Abraham. Hagar had a son, and Sarah had a fit. That didn't end well for Abraham or Hagar, because when mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Self-counsel led David to jettison God's promises and move into enemy territory. For 18 months, he lived in a Philistine little city called Ziklag. And during that time, oh man, foolish living. Finally, the Amalekites captured the wives and children of his soldiers, and that didn't end well for David as his men contemplated stoning him. So the proverb puts it bluntly, right? Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. But when you walk in the wisdom of God and his word, you will save yourself from some devastating decisions. So, Father, help me think about what is true and what is honorable, what is just and pure and lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Help me trust your promises, not my self-counsel that is self-centered and ultimately self-destructive. Give me the wisdom to follow you and trust you and surround myself with others who will talk me through foolish self-counsel. I pray in Jesus' name. And don't say amen yet. Keep talking to God. What are some areas that you are trusting your own mind and your own desires instead of trusting in God's promises and purposes for you? Confess your self-counsel and make a commitment today to surround yourself with godly friends who can take turns holding each other up and immersing yourself in Scripture, so that you can hear the counsel of God.